You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
The interest in marriage for a lot of people is a bit iffy these days, and perhaps it's because we haven't updated what marriage is for us. Imagine having a relationship in which you're allowed to be totally yourself, to share your wildest fantasies, where you're not judged. You feel like the most important person in the world to your spouse or partner, and you feel so good you want the relationship to go on and on for years and years. This is the topic of today's show as I talk with my guests, David and Darlene Steele. Welcome to Full Power Living, where we're helping you and the world understand the power and importance of human emotions. David Steele is founder of Relationship Coaching Institute, the first and largest international relationship coach training organization. He's a pioneer in the field of relationship coaching for singles and couples, and he's the author of numerous books, including Conscious Dating, Finding the Love of Your Life, and The Life That You Love. By using the principles of conscious dating, he found and created a relationship and marriage with Darlene. Darlene Steele is an RN and Director of Training and Member Support for Relationship Coaching Institute. She draws from more than 30 years of marital experience and a practical approach to marriage and relationships in order to bring a unique perspective that complements David's for a powerful personal and professional team that's exploring and sharing insights and strategies for a radical marriage. You can find them at radicalmarriage.com and communicationmap.com, and also at relationshipcoachinginstitute.com. Well, Darlene and David are dedicated to living life beyond happily ever after. So, Darlene and David Steele, welcome to Full Power Living.
Oh, hi, Elaine. Thanks very much for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, hold on a minute. Paul just told me that was a mess.
With the intro. Paul?
Yeah.
The way you sound to us is staticky.
And underwater.
Yeah. Underwater, yeah.
Well, that's not good. All righty. So,
you sound good now.
What are you people doing to me? Are you trying to drive me crazy? No.
it is intermittent, Eileen. You know, you and I, if that's the only problem, can re-record the intro afterward and maybe just see how we go from here or switch to telephone.
Okay, why don't we try it for a minute or two longer, because I think it sounds better with Skype when it comes through, and then we'll re-record if we have to. Is that all right?
You bet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me try it again. Darlene and David are dedicated to living life beyond happily ever after. So, Darlene and David Steele, welcome to Full Power Living.
Hi, Elaine. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, we're really glad to be here.
Great. Well, I was thinking, if a plant is deprived of sunlight, water, and food, it will die. Living things need to keep growing in order to stay alive. And the same is true for marriage, correct?
Oh, yeah. What a great metaphor. It really is true. And the seems to be common that after we're married, after a few years, we kind of take each other for granted. And then after a while, you know, we're not getting our needs met, we're feeling disconnected, and then things kind of go downhill from there. So it's really no wonder, you know, people get divorced and there's, you know, marriage is really in serious trouble. So as a marriage and family therapist and as a relationship coach, you know, and in my profession, you know, we all know that if you want to have a great marriage, you got to do something about it. But it's really hard to, you know what to do on a daily basis to make that happen. What we did in Radical Marriage is not only did we put together, you know, the tried and true things you got to do just to have a good relationship, you know, we also put together what we've learned over the years that can really take your relationship beyond happily ever after. And I would like to mention what we mean by that, beyond happily ever after. Because to me, it is so inspirational that, you know, there's something that I've been dreaming about for most of my life, you know, meeting the love of my life and living happily ever after. And I wanted it so badly that I ended up getting divorced twice in order to find it. You know, and this relationship thing has always been a bit challenging for me. But, you know, I finally found the love of my life and finally where I want to be in my life and my relationship. And so now I've achieved happily ever after. Well, goody, goody. Well, now what? You know?
Yeah.
So that's where you can really get going. And so it's so inspirational that once you achieve your dream, then there are, you know, tremendous possibilities beyond that. Life doesn't stop when you achieve your dream. It keeps on going. And so that's what I mean by beyond happily ever after.
That's really great. And so ultimately your message is that we can go beyond those dreams, and that has sent you to the realm of radical marriage. So, Darlene, perhaps you will tell us, what exactly is radical marriage?
Well, the funny thing about radical marriage, it is a brand new approach or a new way to look at marriage, but the funny thing is, and don't tell anyone, it really is just getting back to basics. I mean, you know that saying of, you know, everything you needed to know, you learned in kindergarten?
Right.
It really is very similar to that, because what we're really saying is you need to respect your partner, you need to support your partner, you need to, you know, be their hero and just be wonderful people to each other and really love each other.
Yeah, and love each other for who you are. And that's the foundation. So that's where it all starts. And then, you know, the radical part is what the possibilities be, once that's in place.
Yeah, I did a radio program some years ago. Cheryl Kurland had interviewed 50 couples that had been married 50 years or longer. And that list you just gave, Darlene, was pretty much what those people were saying had kept their marriage together. Mm. Although I would note you also bring up the idea of commitment, which I think we've gone astray from a lot. And that is, you know, I promise to marry you. I'm going to stay here and be here with you.
Yeah, you know, we identify 6 key elements of radical marriage. And commitment is element number 1. And if you don't have that, you don't have much of a marriage, no less a radical marriage. And so what we've done is taken commitment beyond just, you know, I promise to love you forever, I promise to be with you forever. You know, we've taken that to a whole other level. And like Darlene was saying, you know, I promise to be your hero. I promise to love you, you know, as you are. And, you know, solve problems rather than, you know, run away from them. So our definition of commitment is actually a pretty high bar. And that's really where it starts. And one question that I think we all need to think about seriously is, what am I committed to? You know, who am I committed to? And if you take a look at what happens in a lot of relationships and marriages, most people seem, correct me if I'm wrong, Eileen, I just love your feedback on this, most people seem committed to their own happiness and getting their own needs met, which is kind of a self-centered place to be. And so in radical marriage, we include commitment to your partner's happiness, to prioritizing your partner's happiness. That's part of radical commitment. And it is a radical new paradigm. It shouldn't be new. It shouldn't be that radical. But what do you think about that? Or am I just kind of jaded from 30 years of marriage counseling?
Well, it's very, very interesting. I want to tell you a story first, and then I'm going to answer your question. When I was first married to my husband, Bob, and by the way, it's my third marriage also, when I was first married to Bob, I was doing a lot of traveling for business, and one day I told him I was going to have lunch with a particular person we both knew, a man, and he made a few comments about being able to trust that man for various reasons, and I got angry with him. And I said, what are you talking about? You're making it sound like whether I have an affair or not is up to a man, not to me. It's up to me. And I said, I'm committed to being in a monogamous relationship with you. And if that should ever change, you will be the first to know. And I asked him to make a similar promise to me. And then we never had to deal with it again. So
yeah, and you know what? You just named the second element of radical marriage, which is radical communication, which includes, you know, telling the whole truth and being transparent and not holding anything back.
Yes,
right. Because a lot of people just wouldn't even say that they were going out to a lunch with, somebody from the opposite sex.
Uh huh. Well, I fixed him. The guy came up and had lunch in my hotel room. And we called on Skype and talked with my husband. No, it was very funny. No, to answer your question, David, it's very interesting. I'm a little older than you, I believe, and from my perspective, and I really appreciate what you've said, Darlene, about getting back to the basics. As I was learning about marriage, I felt that marriage had been coming from this place where you sacrifice the happiness of the people in order to maintain the institution as part of the society. And then through the 60s, we shifted over to satisfying and making sure the individual people were fulfilled and satisfied, which is a very powerfully difficult thing to do. And so now as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, well, you know, what we're really doing is finding the place in between those two, where we honor an institution, where we use the form of the marriage, and we have the level of commitment to the other person, but we also do it through the vehicle of knowing ourselves and utilizing the best in ourselves.
Absolutely. I have a little formula, you know, that works for me. For me, it's about 60-40. I prioritize my partner's happiness 60% over my own. And ideally, my partner would prioritize my happiness, you know, somewhere around the same, so that we're prioritizing each other's happiness, but we're not giving up on our own needs and wants. And it is up to us to take responsibility for them and to say something and to make requests. But we don't want to make it all about ourselves, because that would be pretty self-centered and selfish. So you can't give up yourself, but you can't, just make yourself happy. So I have a bit of a 60-40 formula. You know, prioritize your partner's happiness 60%, yourself 40%. If you're both doing that, you will have a wildly successful and happy marriage.
Yes. But, Darlene, you guys make the point in Radical Marriage book that radical marriage isn't for everyone, and I can think of a zillion reasons as a family therapist for the last 40 years. Most especially, what if one of the partners is not willing to commit to that level?
Right. Well, a lot of people aren't in that space at all, or yet. You know, it really does take a lot of kind of emotional maturity to be able to really open yourself up and be completely honest with somebody. Heck, we're not even honest with ourselves most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And to then be honest with yourself and with somebody else, it's really tough.
But that's all part of the consciousness that, David, I know you've been promoting, and Darlene, I just haven't known you as long, but I'm assuming you would too, the consciousness that is both part of these times and also what it takes to really live a good life anyway. We need to be conscious, do we not?
Well, yeah, but I tell you, there's a principle or a concept that we really have to talk about at this point, and it has to do with comfort level, that most people want to be comfortable, and most people are, you know, they avoid discomfort, and so they will do whatever it takes to stay comfortable, and so in marriage, that will often result in routine and stagnation and boredom if you're staying in your comfort zone. So imagine this. Imagine, you know, put out your hands one above the other and have a bit of a gap between the two. So the lower hand, imagine, is your pain threshold. That is the lower level of what you can handle in terms of discomfort before it becomes painful. And then your upper hand is your upper limit. It is the highest you can go before you start being uncomfortable because it's just plain, you know, too high and too exciting and too adventurous, and, you know, you just have to bring it down. And so that zone in between is your comfort level. That is where most people want to stay, and it is human nature to kind of seek that comfort level, and it takes choice and consciousness to actually choose to go beyond your comfort level. And so here's the key. Radical marriage, a highly successful relationship, or even success in life requires going beyond your comfort level. You're not going to be happy and successful and fulfilled staying in your comfort level. So if you're listening to this, you get nothing else out of this interview, this is the most important point that I could possibly share with you. That if you're bored, if you're depressed, if you're anxious, if you're wondering, is this all there is? It's because you've been spending too much energy staying in your comfort level. Because life, at its best, is adventurous and exciting. And relationships can be adventurous and exciting. Heck, intimacy is one of the most scary and exciting things you can imagine. And if you are bored in your marriage, it's because you are just plain not being intimate enough, and you're spending too much time in your comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, Eileen?
Yes, it does. It makes me think of going on a roller coaster. You know, you get a lot of thrills from going on a roller coaster, but it certainly pushes most people past their comfort level as well. So I get it. I get it. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And by the way, that's another element of the six elements of a radical marriage. Radical intimacy is another one.
Uh-huh.
It's about being so close and so intimate and so transparent and, you know, revealing all, you know, secrets, needs, desires, fantasies, thoughts, feelings, everything without holding anything back, which, like Darlene said, you know, a lot of people don't even tell that to themselves because it's uncomfortable. So this is what can make a relationship very, very exciting and adventurous all by itself. Is just being deeply, deeply intimate.
And, you know, Eileen, that roller coaster image was really great because the thing that makes roller coasters really exciting to us is because it does push us out of our comfort zone, right? It is kind of scary, but at the same time...
That's why people scream, and they love it.
Why
yeah,
I scream.
But because at the same time, while you're on that roller coaster, you know, intellectually, you know it's safe. It's scary, but it's safe. And that is exactly what happens in a very intimate, radical marriage, is that it can be scary, but it feels safe.
Mm-hmm. And the safety, the foundation of that safety is radical commitment, that you know your partner is committed to you, loves you 100% for who you are, and is not going anywhere no matter what. Darlene's point was excellent, that, you know, a roller coaster is fun and exciting and scary, but you know it's safe. And same with radical marriage, that you can go deep and you can experience fear, but you know it's safe because you are radically committed. You know that your partner is not going anywhere, no matter what, and that you guys are both 100% committed to each other, and that you are also committed to accepting and loving each other for who you are, 100%. I mean, how many partners are together and you really wish your partner would change or be different? And you're always trying to change them. And so part of radical commitment is committing to accepting your partner 100% for who they are and prioritizing your partner's happiness. So all that foundation of radical commitment means that it is absolutely safe so that you can experience radical intimacy and radical communication and radical romance and radical sex.
Right.
And all the other parts of radical marriage.
Strikes me that it requires us to be very vulnerable. I want to talk about vulnerability when we come back. I'm talking today with David and Darlene Steele of Relationship Coaching Institute. They're authors of a new book and a new look at marriage called Radical Marriage. We'll be talking more about radical sex, so find out what that's all about coming up on Full Power Living. We'll be right back. Everybody feels anger, but if you don't learn to deal with it, anger can mess up your life. It can cause you relationship problems, difficulties on the job, or create health problems. If you want a way to understand and work with anger that's simple yet so powerful it helps you to put an end to the specific angers that are messing up your life, then you'll want to get a copy of a mini course I've created for you entitled Reduce Anger Now. With it, I want you to be able to figure out what's stimulating the anger you feel and have an easy way to change that anger so you can dramatically reduce the anger in your life. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, longtime psychotherapist, coach, and anger expert. I've helped thousands of people to master anger, and I want you to begin to become an anger master in your life. Order Reduce Anger Now at the store, www.emotionalpro.com. That's www.emotionalpro.com. All right, welcome back to Full Power Living. I have a few announcements. Next week, I talk with Pam Ostley, who is author of Infinite You. She is spreading the word that each of us is far more powerful than we've been taught, and she's going to share some of the ways to develop your own ability to see auras and feel energy fields and create using pure energy. So this exploration promises to be a lot of fun, and that'll be on Thursday, March 5th, 2015, at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And do please sign up for our mailing list at emotionalpro.com. While you're there, you can download my free list of the signals of 7 common emotions. And you can also connect directly to the CCFL Online Academy, for which I'm a founding expert. It's a membership site for keeping yourself and your family on track the way you want to move through your lives. And I think you'll be amazed at the amount of help you can get up there. Get when you go to CCFL, so don't miss anything. Sign up at emotionalpro.com to be on our mailing list. My guests today are David and Darlene Steele of the Relationship Coaching Institute, co-authors of a new book and a new movement called Radical Marriage. So before we go back into our regular questions, Darlene, I know you spent a lot of years imagining the kind of marriage relationship that was possible, but I'm kind of curious to hear more about how the ideas of radical marriage evolved out of your own relationship. Can you give us some highlights of how that happened for the two of you?
Oh yeah, you have to tell Eileen about our video project. Because that's really how we kind of got started getting creative.
She's not telling me.
I'm not sure about which radio project he's talking about.
Well, I mean, let's get
Don't
real.
Don't get too personal here.
Yeah. Sorry, you want to start over?
or you can answer the question any way you want, Erin.
You can start over. That's fine. Yeah, Paul can cut some of that out.
Yeah, thank you.
Having the interchange is authentic, so you don't have to leave it out.
Well, we'll have a radical marriage with all the listeners for the show. That's good. Are you game for that, Darlene?
Sure, that's okay.
Right.
So, I made a suggestion, but I'm not attached to it. So that's part of having a radical relationship.
Yeah.
Darlene's rolling her eyes.
No, I wasn't rolling my eyes. I can you ask the question again? Can we start over? Can we do a do-over?
Sure.
And by the way, in the past, if my wife were to roll her eyes at me, I would be very upset. And now, in a radical marriage, my wife rolls her eyes at me, and I don't take it personally. And it's cute, it's fun, it's funny.
Yeah, you laugh. Well, that's see, now she has to have a good sense of humor for that. I remember making some things that I thought jokes. Or light of certain things when I was initially married to my husband, Bob, and he would get all offended, and I'd say, oh, it's a joke, it's a joke. And he'd say, doesn't sound like a joke to me. So, anyway, all right, let me go back to the question. So, Darlene, I know you spent a lot of years imagining the kind of marriage relationship that is possible for us, but I'm kind of curious to hear how radical marriage evolved out of your own personal experience. Can you give us a brief rundown of how you got to radical marriage?
Yeah, well, this is my second marriage. And during my first marriage, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that was good about it, but a lot that really wasn't working. And during that time, I felt so strongly that I wanted to be in a radical marriage, didn't have that wording then, but I wanted the kind of marriage that where I could really just be myself and just grow in the marriage. So when David and I met, we started out strong to begin with, and the marriage was what I had envisioned. It was exactly what I had envisioned, but there was really another layer on top of that, that I never could have even known. I'd never seen that before. I didn't know there was a whole realm of possibilities beyond what I had seen before. So David and I started exploring a lot of different ideas that we have in the Radical Marriage book. So we didn't really set off to create this new paradigm or new movement intentionally, but it really just grew out of all the discoveries we were making along the way.
Yeah, Darlene's comment about, she never knew about these kinds of things, and we were discovering them, reminds me of a revelation that I had. And I put it in the form of a little saying that what you see depends upon where you're standing and where you're looking. What you see depends upon where you're standing and where you're looking. So when I was in a miserable marriage trying to fix it, all I could see was problems. All I could see was hope or lack of hope. It's a really hard place to be, and I really couldn't see beyond that. And then I get divorced, and I'm dating again. And so what I'm seeing is different, and where I'm going and where I'm looking is different. And so if you're looking at problems, you see one thing. You're looking at possibilities, you're seeing another thing. If where you're standing is in a bad marriage, then that's what you see, and the best you can hope for is good. Well, what happens when you achieve good? Well, now you're standing in good, and now you can see the possibilities for great. And so that's a kind of a revelation that I had, is that, you know, there's a whole world out there that you don't know what you don't know, because you can't see it, you never experienced it, you don't even know it's there, but the closer you get to it, the more glimpses you have of it, until before you know it, you're over the horizon and you're seeing a whole new world. It's really, really cool. It's what I want for all couples.
I so support you. Remind me, I have a saying that I've used often, that you can't see tomorrow with today's eyes.
And, that's
so,
a good one. I'll borrow that.
Okay, you can have that. So before the break, we were talking about vulnerability, I think. You know, it's growing. Michael Brown, let me just start back here. Michael Brown publishes through Namaste, where the publisher that puts out Eckhart Tolle's books. And he has something he calls radiant intimacy. And when he talks about it, he says that intimacy on a human level is actually practice for being intimate with God. And that the vibration level of God is so high that you can't hide anything. And I know you, with the Hendrix, David, you got stimulated looking at this when you realized that there are spiritual dimensions to relationship. And it seems like a lot of what you're advocating is sort of like get naked and show the other person who you are and let them see everything, which of course means you've got to see everything yourself. And things will work better in your marriage. Comments?
Yeah, well, you know what? The thing that comes up for me, Eileen, is it goes back to the comfort level thing.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, intimacy and vulnerability requires accepting and embracing fear.
Yes.
You know, I mean, isn't that the definition of vulnerability? You're allowing yourself to be so open, it's scary.
Uh-huh.
And in a survival situation, you use your fear to stay safe. However, in a marriage, when you're already safe, then you actually need to do the opposite and embrace that fear and allow yourself to be more and more and more open. And so that's really the challenge of vulnerability. Because you are going to have to leave your comfort zone to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to feel scary and it's going to feel unsafe, but you have to remind yourself that you are safe.
And I think that one of the things is, at first, it's scary to reveal yourself to your partner. That feels scary because you're not sure how they're going to react to you. But later, I think, it's less scary. It's no longer scary to reveal yourself truly to them, because instead they're supporting you to really reveal more stuff about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think part of the most important part of the Radical Marriage book to me are the strategies for doing this, because you know, what to do and why it's important is one thing, but then how do you do that? So in the Radical Intimacy chapter alone, we identify 10 strategies. And, you know, each chapter, we're not just talking about, you know, what to do and why it's important, but we you know, outline very, very specific strategies for exactly how to do this. How do you practice radical communication? How can you achieve radical intimacy and radical sex? So when we're talking about intimacy, part of what makes it safe and doable is one of the strategies is rituals. So having rituals in which you are taking the time to talk with your partner. It's a structured time. You do it regularly. It's kind of like check-in time, right? You
mm-hmm.
tell each other about your day or something like that. This is an extension of that. And so part of what helps to do something that's hard is to have a practice or a structure for doing that and practicing that regularly. So, you know, the more you practice something, the better you get at it, right? And before you know it, you're achieving a level of truth telling and intimacy that you wouldn't have imagined, you know, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the vehicles that you actually go into quite a bit of depth about in A Radical Marriage is the relationship journal. And that illustrates what you're just talking about. It gives a structure. It gives you a place where if you're having difficulty talking about something, you can write it down and let the other person read it. It gives you an opportunity to work through things. It gives you a vehicle to follow when you have a retreat or spend time together. It's quite an interesting thing that you're talking about. Tell me something more about the relationship journal.
Well, the relationship journal is a ritual. A ritual is something that you do regularly with your partner. And it does involve writing, like you said. And it does involve a series of steps. So, what do you appreciate about your partner today? And what needs are you experiencing in your relationship today? And, you know, you can really go to town. You can design it exactly the way you want it. One of the entries that I like is describe your last sexual experience. And, you know, what did you like about it? What worked for you? And what would you want to do differently next time? So imagine if you were doing that regularly. You were sitting down and writing out, what do I appreciate about my partner today? What needs am I experiencing in my relationship today? And by today, I'm trying to say, you know, be present. What's coming up for you right now? You know, not, you know, how you felt yesterday. It's what's coming up for you right now. And so it's really flexible. I mean, we have a number of suggested entries. So you go ahead and make your entry, and your partner does the same thing. They're in the same room. They're writing in their journal. And then at some point, you're done. You're both done. And then you switch. You swap, and you read each other's entry. And isn't it fascinating, after you've completed your own entry, here's what I appreciate about my partner. Here's what I'd like to do differently in our sex life, you know, things like that. And then you read each other's entry. It's really a revelation. You went deep into your own world, and now you're going deep into your partner's world. So you read each other's entry, and then, of course, you talk about it. And what do you talk about? I mean, the first thing you might do is to ask each other clarifying questions, or what do you mean by this, or what was that like for you? So ask your partner questions based on what they wrote. And once you've done that phase, then you can get into, what would you like to do differently? Or, you know, what new things would you like to try? You know, what came out of this that you would like to implement? You know, how can we address this need? How can we resolve that issue that's come up? And so it really is, creating a sense of teamwork. We're in this together. And this is the tool we're using together to look at our relationship and where we're at and how we're feeling and what we want and what we need, and we're going to work together and make it happen. And if you do this, like, on a weekly basis, you know, if you're really intensely working on your relationship, you could do this, you know, once a day or a couple times a week. But at a very, very minimum, I would say, like, once a month. And this is also a structure you can use to create your own relationship retreat. So, you know, rent a cabin up in the mountains or something and open up your relationship journal and spend a good hour or two, writing in your journal. And then spend the rest of the weekend talking about it and looking at your life together and making plans. And really, there's no strict structure for exactly how it must be. So in the Radical Marriage book, we kind of lay out options and alternatives for how you can use the journal and what you could write in it. But there is something very magical about if you are writing, it helps you get deeper in touch with what's going on for you. It's a different modality than talking. So imagine if you were talking to your partner about how you're feeling versus writing about how you're feeling. You know, very, very different. And so when you do both, it really deepens the level of intimacy and communication about what's going on for you in your relationship.
Hmm. Wow. So, Darlene, one of the things that comes up when you guys talk about radical sex is the platinum rule, do unto others as they want to be done to. I really like that, and as I was listening to you, David, just now, I'm thinking what you're really suggesting people do is help another human being, and through that yourself as well, but help another human being actualize themselves as much as they can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and are you referring just to the sex life, or?
No, not, but the sex life is good. It's good.
I agree, and that's really, that was one of the reasons that I ended up getting divorced the first time, and that's because I wanted to climb to the top. I wanted to climb to the top of the mountain, and I knew that I could only climb up so far on my own, and that really, to get all the way to the top, you need to do that in relationship. You need to do that in partnership with someone. You know, you can only go so far yourself.
That is a really good point. Really good point. We're up to our second break. Let's take a break quickly. Radical marriage is our topic today, the marriage that goes beyond after. And radical marriage developers Darlene and David Steele of the Relationship Coaching Institute are with me today, the authors of Radical Marriage. You're listening to Full Power Living. We'll be right back. Know that emotionally, children form the foundation for their life during their first 7 years? Most adults just repeat that early emotional learning, good or bad, over and over for the rest of their lives. If you want to give your child an opportunity to live an emotionally masterful life, then join me, Eileen Dillon, also known as the Emotional Pro, for a free one-hour teleseminar on what it takes for your child to become an emotional master. You'll discover important things like what emotions are designed to do for us, four things it's vital for parents to tell their children about emotions, and the single most important thing to do when someone is feeling emotion. Register now at RaiseIncredibleKids.com. The time has come for us to allow emotions their rightful place in our lives, as the tools and helpers they're created to be. Find out what you need to know in order to give this vital information to your children so they can live emotionally masterful lives. Go now to RaiseIncredibleKids.com for your free Emotional Mastery Teleseminar. Welcome back to Full Power Living, and my guests, the authors of Radical Marriage, David and Darlene Steele. One of the things that I really appreciate, because we're all getting older, and I know our population is older, is that you exercise a sensitivity to people who are getting older. You give some statistics, for example, that the research shows that as we get older, the desire and frequency of sex tends to diminish, but arousal and orgasm increase. And along with that is a statement that no matter how many years you're together, your life and your sex life together can still be phenomenal. That's an unusual concept. Talk to me more about that.
Yeah, the easiest way to address that is to to talk about routine first, because that comfort zone thing, and we develop habits and routines, and they're comfortable. And in sex, it's a very interesting phenomenon that if you only have sex like once a week or once every other week, you're going to end up doing what feels good to you and what's habitual to you. So you're probably going to end up having sex the same way every time. And if you want to spice up your sex life and you want to have more sex and you want to have more enjoyable and more fulfilling sex, you're going to have to up the frequency, but you're also going to have to introduce variety. Because let's say you want to have sex 2, 3, 4 times a week or more, daily sex. And, you know, no way can you do the same thing every time and be happy with that. So that's part of the part of radical sex, is increasing frequency and increasing variety and adventurousness. And one of the research findings that we tripped across that really struck us was, you know, it's a very simple finding that seems very intuitive and obvious, which is when you're having sex as often as you like, you tend to be happy with your sex life.
Yeah, that
and
makes
so,
sense.
And so the question, you know, can be, well, how much sex do you want to have? And, you know, why not have daily sex? And it's almost physically impossible, especially as you get older, to have, you know, daily intercourse. But you can have daily sex, meaning sexual intimacy and closeness. And when you get older, that's what most couples really, really want and really value. More than the orgasm, more than intercourse, we value, you know, the closeness. And so sex is more than just about orgasm. Sex is also about, you know, physicality and physical intimacy. And, you know, I think one of my favorite examples of that is a strategy of radical sex that we call private touching.
Mm-hmm.
And private touching can be done anywhere, anytime. I mean, I'm doing it with Darlene right now.
I was wondering, you know, what that breathing was.
So one of our forms of private, and of course the definition of private touching is touching your partner in a way that nobody else touches them. So it's private. Huh. It's just between the two of you. You know, your partner wouldn't allow anybody else to touch them that way. And so if you could see us right now, we're sitting side by side, and I have, you know, my arm touching Darlene, and my hand is on her thigh. Mm. And that's a form of private touching, because no way would she allow anybody else in the world to touch her thigh.
Nope.
And so it really can be that simple, but you can really take private touching and be adventurous with it. You know, wouldn't it be fun to fondle your wife's breast while you were watching TV on the couch? You know, that's private touching. It's not intercourse. It is sexual. It is physical intimacy. So part of radical sex is expanding the definition of sex beyond intercourse and having, you know, innovative, creative strategies for achieving, you know, sexual connection and physical intimacy, you know, beyond the regular, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So that's an invitation to involve the whole person. And I know you move into radical living. Is that living this way as a whole person? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, yes and more, because radical living is really about living your biggest dreams together. And most people tend to, you know, we tend to hold ourselves back. We tend to limit what we think is possible and realistic. And so if you limit your life to what you believe is realistic, then guaranteed you're not going to go beyond that. And part of radical marriage and radical living is realizing that there's a whole world of possibilities that I can go beyond happily ever after. Not only can I achieve happily ever after, but once I achieve that mountain, like Darlene was talking about, climbing and getting to the top of that mountain, that there's more mountains and you can go even higher. And so radical living is about you know, becoming an effective team and supporting each other to achieve your individual dreams, and together, both of you, achieve your shared dreams, your biggest, wildest dreams together, beyond what you might think is realistic or possible.
It's interesting you brought up the word team, because you talk about developing a team to support your radical marriage, and I wasn't clear, Darlene, if that's the team that David was just talking about, the team between the two partners, or if you're involving other people as a team to support your radical marriage. Which is it?
Well, it's actually both.
Yeah, it's actually both. Yeah, so you need to be a team together, but also, you know, we all need support, and we, as a couple, we need support also. So isn't it nice to be able to call on the support of family and friends and professionals when we need it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, as a coach, you know, my perspective is that my client can achieve great things. You know, we are all potentially capable of great things and to live a great life. And it is so wonderful, it's so comforting to have the thought that we can achieve anything with enough support. You want to climb the Empire State Building? No problem. You can achieve anything with enough support. You want to fly to the moon? No problem. You can achieve anything with enough support. The things that you might not think are possible or realistic for you, guaranteed you can achieve them with enough support. And okay. I'm very comforted by that thought, because you know what? I'm not alone. That if there's something I want to do, or something that Darlene and I want to accomplish together or individually, we can absolutely make it happen with enough support. So then the question is, you know, who can support us? What kind of support do we need? Rather than, I can't do this because.
That's really lovely. One of the questions that came up for me as I was reading, I learned once what was called a spiritual definition of marriage. And it is when one whole complete unit and another whole complete unit come together and form something more, which was called a unity. And as I was reading your book, I was thinking, yes, you're really asking people to be whole, complete units and then to create the unity. But how difficult is that to do for people who have errant emotional issues, who've been violated through molestation or rape? How difficult is it to open up to that level?
Well, you know, as a therapist turned coach, one thing that I learned, I mean, as a therapist, you know, we're trained to diagnose and treat mental, emotional, psychological disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tend to look at people in terms of, you know, what's wrong and how to fix it. And as a coach, it's a completely different perspective.
Right.
Because we're assuming that you are completely functional and able to achieve your goals. Everybody's got their stuff. Everybody has their baggage. Everybody has, you know, weaknesses and flaws. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, be happy and successful. And so as a coach, what I learned is that, get this, Eileen, success is therapeutic.
Yes, that's lovely.
And so go ahead and go follow your dreams and go after what you really want in your life. And as you start making progress, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel good about yourself. You're going to feel good about life. And whatever depression or anxiety or suicidal ideation or, you know, mommy issues or, you know, whatever stuff, you know, has you inherited from your past. You know, it doesn't have to run you. It doesn't have to define you. And if you are stuck, if you're not able to, you know, make progress and move forward, then go ahead and pay attention to that. Maybe a little bit of medication, maybe therapy, maybe a personal growth workshop. You know, there's a lot of alternatives out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this reminds me another one of my favorite sayings of mine. I love my own sayings.
Well, that's
so
good.
and this one is sort of like my definition of coaching in a nutshell. And it goes like this. It doesn't matter where you've been. What matters is where you're going and how you'll get there.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with that. As you're talking, I'm thinking that ultimately living a radical marriage or aiming for a radical marriage, experiencing it, we recently had two men climb up the face of, I think it was Half Dome in Yosemite.
And oh, yeah.
Yep.
To do that, they had to be totally alive and totally present. And they were reaching for as big as they could get, and they were successful. And it strikes me that's a good image or a good metaphor for what it is that you're suggesting is possible through marriage.
Yeah, great metaphor. And you know, what's special about them is that they're doing something that other climbers would never do. And didn't even think it was possible. You know, they're climbing that sheer granite cliff. They're free climbing it.
Yes.
Without safety ropes. And everybody else looking at it and saying, they're insane. And, you know, for radical marriage, you know, what I want for couples is for you to, you know, throw off the safety ropes and the safety net and develop the kind of life together that other people, you know, look at, and they have one of two reactions. Like, ooh, I want that. I mean, I love that. Ooh, I want that. I want a relationship like that. I want a life like that. Or they look at you and your relationship and say, you guys are crazy. Either one's fine with me.
Right. Well, like you said, it's not for everybody, but when it is, you know, you really have to be all in. It's a wonderful way of looking at marriage. You know, David, I was talking with our mutual friend Becky Fox this morning, and she was asking me, "Well, how is their book?" And we ended up talking about your ability to take a very complicated idea or experience and shine a flashlight on it so that the very most important things get highlighted. And I think that's what you did in Conscious Dating, and it's what you and Darlene have done now in Radical Marriage. There's a lot in marriage. There's communication, there's kids, there's extended family, there are emotional hang-ups, whatever. And yet, in Radical Marriage, you've just pointed to, look, do these things, pay attention to this, follow these steps, and you can get there and beyond. And it's really wonderful.
Yeah, it does seem to be, you know, our superpower. You know, we're ordinary people. We really, really are. But when we get together, we are far more powerful together than we are individually. And our superpower and our passion for relationships and you know, life.
Yeah.
And figuring out, you know, how can we help, you know, our coaches at Relationship Coaching Institute, you know, help couples and singles and have successful businesses. So, you know, it's our superpower. The ability to make something complicated doable.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really, really important. And, you know, recently we've received a lot of compliments about the book. It's really cool. You know, and we didn't set out to write a book at first. And now that we have a book, you know, it's cool. We do consider it to be far more than just a book. We consider it to be a cause and a movement. But recently we received a review that really struck me. It's like beyond anything that I thought I could do at all, professionally or personally. And so this person, they labeled their review on Amazon, the best book I've ever read.
Yep, yep.
And in her review, she described how this book changed her life.
Wow.
And how it's given her a roadmap. It's given her doable steps. And, you know, it made it so understandable and doable. And she's actually doing it. And to me, it's like, wow. You know, if I can have that impact on one person or on a number of people, then, you know, my professional goals have been achieved.
Yeah.
My legacy is solid. That is just so amazing that somebody could read our book and consider it the best book they've ever read in their life.
Yeah.
And hopefully,
yeah,
if you're listening to this, you'll want to check it out and consider whether or not that might be true for you.
Well, speaking about that, David, where can people get a copy of Radical Marriage, and what are the websites on which they can reach you and communicate with you?
Well, Radical Marriage is available on Amazon and for the Kindle and paperback, so Amazon.com. And we do have a website at RadicalMarriage.com, and you can get the book there. And we do invite listeners to go to RadicalMarriage.com and sign up for a free Radical Marriage membership, because we conduct regular free webinars and we record them and we make them available to our members, because there's always more to explore with Radical Marriage. So please do join our network, and you'll stay in touch and be able to get those free materials. And our main website is RelationshipCoachingInstitute.com. So you can go there to get the book as well as Conscious Dating and anything else you might be interested in. And we are looking for, you know, people that want to be Radical Marriage coaches. And if you're interested in becoming a relationship coach for singles or for couples, please do go to RelationshipCoachingInstitute.com, download our free Relationship Coach Starter Kit. And one thing that's special about our relationship coach training is we absolutely are, you know, world-class in providing training for coaching singles and couples, but we also provide, you know, branded, proven coaching programs, the Conscious Dating program for singles, and now the Radical Marriage program for couples. So if you want to be a conscious dating coach or a radical marriage coach, that is available as well. We even have a program on our website that I call Radical Marriage Coaches Wanted. And now that the book is launched, and really the cause of marriage and radical marriage is very important to us, because marriage is in trouble. Many people do think marriage is becoming obsolete, and we need to promote the next evolution of marriage rather than do away with marriage. There's too much valuable stuff there to just throw it away. So please do check it out at RelationshipCoachingInstitute.com if you'd like to join us in this, you know, in this mission.
Wow, that was a lot. And I know you've been doing this for a lot of years. You've got a lot of things going. So we really need to end the show here. Darlene, thank you so much for being present.
Yeah, it was really nice talking with you. So thank you very much for having us.
Darlene and David, thank you so much for being on Full Power Living today and for encouraging our listeners to step into consciousness and into authenticity and into radical marriage. I'm looking forward to using some of these concepts in my own relationship, and I'm sure a lot of our people are also. Thank you for being with us here today on Full Power Living.
Eileen, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. So next week, listen to Full Power Living when I talk with Pamela Ostley about Infinite You, how you can be your best, most radical self. Listen next Thursday, March 5th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time or noon Eastern. Paul Johnson of Fresh Talk Media has been our producer. Thank you, Paul. And for now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.